The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus dismissed the crowd and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seeds is Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burnt up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord.
Now,
just for a couple of moments this morning, looking at the reading from the Gospel, and also the key or the clue to interpreting the Gospel is found in the responsorial psalm. "For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us." You, the Lord, ultimately comes to our aid, no matter what is happening to us. Jesus, when he was around, spoke about the wonderful mercy of God. And when we come to read the Gospel of Matthew, which was written probably around the year 80, Matthew was very much into eschatological punishment. By that I mean punishment hereafter for the faults and failings that we are guilty of here. And that doesn't seem to fit in all that well with the teaching of Jesus. Matthew was dealing with the community of his time, and just as we are at this moment in time, you see how, because human nature doesn't change, there's always division among people. And at that time, you had a mixture of Jews and Gentile converts. And the Jewish converts kind of looked down their noses at the Gentile converts, probably didn't make them very welcome. And so this whole idea of the good seed and the bad seed, the wheat and the darnel, came up, and they were using that as to prove that there is a division and that it'll be sorted out afterwards. But we know, going back to the preaching of Jesus, that Jesus preached the all infinite mercy of God, that God accepts us as we are, and we are all made up of weeds and wheat. And there's a combination. There's good and bad in everyone, no matter who they are. And when we judge somebody, as we often do, and we do all the time, in fact, maybe we fail to see the good side they have, because everybody has some good in them. Nobody is totally bad, and nobody is totally good. We're all a mixture. And so when I look at myself, as hopefully you are looking at yourself now, as you're listening to me, you'll realize that there's good and bad in me. There's good and bad in me. You probably don't know the good, maybe, or you don't know the bad in me. And Maybe I don't even know it. And that's the work that I have to do, to look at myself and be honest and see if there's a good side in me and there's a bad. And that's true, I think, of all of us, even the saints. Nobody is free from that. So have a little think about that today, but begin not by looking at somebody else, but look at yourself. Uniting our voices together as one, let us lift our prayers now to God. For the church as it carries forth its mission to build God's kingdom, may Christ the sower guide its holy work. Let us pray to the Lord. For all of our elected officials, may God bring them to new awareness of their responsibilities. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who suffer from hunger and thirst, may God's mercy and compassion show forth through the generosity of others. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who tend to the land so as to yield abundant fruit, may God's presence be with them as they provide for all of us. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who have passed away from this life, may God draw them to himself for eternal rest. And at our Mass here this morning, we remember and pray especially for Lee Mother's Head, for whom this Mass this morning is being celebrated. Let us pray to the Lord. So now, just for a few brief moments, let us pause and come before the Lord this morning with our own needs. Let us pray to the Lord. Loving Father, we bring our prayers before you, and we ask that you hear and answer them in your great mercy through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Pray that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in goodness you created us, and when we were justly condemned, in mercy you redeemed us through Christ our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore, and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exaltation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Jose, our Bishop, and all the priests and people. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Saviour's command and formed by divine teaching, we now dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And it'd be nice now to share that peace with one another, wherever you are. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May the receiving of your body and blood, Lord Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment and condemnation, but through your loving mercy be for me protection in mind and body and a healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Now, for those of you at home who cannot receive Holy Communion at this moment, please join me now in making an act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Let us pray. We have consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of the passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go now in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our closing song, Pescador de Hombres.